this.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. A disaster in China. That explosion was the equivalent of 21 tons of TNT, and it was the second one to hit the port city of Tianjin, sending massive fireballs in the sky. At least 44 people are dead. Those are nurses scrambling to help the injured. At least 520 of them were hurt.
To give you a sense of the scale of this blast, I mean, the pressure wave which accompanies a big explosion like this was felt up to 3 kilometers away. People reported feeling the shaking, having their windows broken.
Sky News' Katie Stallard. It happened in an industrial area home to hazardous chemicals. ISIS goes on the attack in Iraq, bombing and nearly obliterating a crowded Baghdad food market shortly after dawn, killing at least 62 people. More than 100 were wounded. Donald Trump leading yet another post-debate presidential poll in Iowa, at least 22% in a CNN survey. And Trump tells Hannity on Fox what's resonating.
My whole theme, making America great again. And the word again is a very important word. Because right now we're laughed at, we're scoffed at.
Ben Carson second at 14%. Scott Walker's fallen to third in Iowa. No former president has lived longer after leaving office than Jimmy Carter, but he's now battling cancer. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
At 90 years old, up until recently, the 39th president had still been traveling the globe supporting humanitarian causes that had kept him busy since he left office. But now Jimmy Carter says he has cancer that has spread to other parts of his body. A surgery last week revealed a small mass in his liver, but it's unclear where the cancer cells originated. President Carter is rearranging his usually busy schedule so he can undergo treatment at Emory Healthcare in Atlanta. Dave.
Rachel, the EPA administrator will go to New Mexico today to see more areas hit by that toxic mine waste spill into a river from an abandoned gold mine. It's caused millions of economic disruptions and damages in Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
While you're away on vacation, pamper your pet with a vacation of their own at Waggy Pet Zone. Voted the Brazos Valley's best pet boarding and daycare facility. At Waggy Pet Zone, your pet will have a blast while you're away having fun. Call 693-9663 or visit WaggyPetZone.com.
If you have data in Oshkosh, you've got us. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,690. $95 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
At Batteries Plus Bulb, save $10 after mail-in rebate on Duracell Ultra Premium Gold and Platinum car batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
WTAW News Time, 6:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Come celebrate the groundbreaking of College Station's Fun for All Playground with Picnic at the Playground at Central Park this weekend.
When you hear the word playground, what comes to mind? Slides, swings, teeter-totters?
Yes, it will have a swing area, but it will also have an all-purpose playing field. It will have quiet areas. It has a fishing and water demonstration area.
Fun for All Playground publicity chair Lisa Aldrich says the four-acre park will include activity areas designed specifically for people of all ages with physical or developmental challenges.
It's not just that it has the stuff. It has wide sidewalks. It's all ramps so that people that are in wheelchairs or have vision issues can get around in the playground.
Aldrich says Saturday's groundbreaking starts at 10 a.m. Lunch tickets can be purchased at the College Station Parks and Recreation Department, Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, or by calling 777-0146. More information is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Three men admitted to selling drugs as part of plea agreements with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
An Austin man was sentenced to 25 years for possessing a large quantity of psychedelic mushrooms and black tar heroin, along with $230 in cash. 36-year-old Ruben Carrillo Jr. was arrested in October 2013 after a College Station policeman stopped him for going 70 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. 2 weeks ago, Carrillo was stopped by Bryan police at 2 in the morning for not having a working license plate light. That led to another arrest where police seized drugs and $4,200 in cash. Another case also began with the license plate light not working. 29-year-old Nicholas Sexton of Bryan was stopped by a Brazos County Precinct 2 deputy constable in September of last year. Sexton admitted to having an estimated $6,000 of methamphetamine, about $1,200 in cash, and two cell phones containing text messages related to selling drugs. Sexton was sentenced to 14 years. And another 14-year sentence was handed down to another man arrested by Precinct 2 deputy constables. 32-year-old Jason Crockett of College Station admitted to possessing $4,000 of meth and seven bundles of cash, totaling more than $2,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station voters now have a contested race to decide in this November school board election. It's for the school board position being vacated by Paul Dorsett. The latest filing for the Place One seat is Mike Nugent. Also seeking that spot is Philip Garrett. The filing deadline is a week from Monday. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has been spending the week in the Middle East. The stops have included Ramallah to hear from Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah. A common concern is the continuing military action by Hamas terrorists.
Hamas, over the course of the last year, has fired about 12,000 rockets into Israel, and then Hezbollah from the north has fired in about 12,000 rockets, both of whom are supported by, you guessed it, the folks in Iran, the people that President Obama wants to become best buddies with now. So that's an issue we've got to pay attention to.
Before that, Flores says he heard from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose message to Republicans was the same as last week when he told Democrats to oppose the president's nuclear arms agreement with Iran. Flores says that creates a domino effect in surrounding countries. He says the deal gives Iran 12,000 nuclear warheads in 13 years. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Good morning. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Pro FXT. Stop by and see them at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Showers and thunderstorms today look to stay around the vicinity of Galveston and Houston. Off to our south, we'll have sunshine and a high of 100 to 105. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, sunshine is back. So's the hot weather. Highs close to 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. We'll have a low of 75. Sunshine Saturday, a few clouds here and there. 95 to 100 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at day three of Texas A&M football practice. Also, the AP has released their rankings for high school football. We'll have that. And A&M basketball getting ready to go to Europe today. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at about 6:50.
So, police say 22-year-old woman accused of shoplifting arrived in style at the mall in southeastern Minnesota. Authorities say the limo driver who took the woman to the Apache Mall in Rochester on Monday helped police find her. According to a police official who talked to the local newspaper, that would be, of course, the Rochester Post-Bulletin, as we all know, the woman stole about $300 worth of merchandise from a sporting goods store and then fought with security guards before running away. A policeman searched the area for the suspect. The limo driver stopped and asked officers, "Whoa, who are you looking for?" Got the description. He said, "Hey, that's the woman who just called to get a ride back to the Kaler Grand Hotel."
Aha.
And so, limo driver said, "Yep, that's where I took her." They went and found her. You take the limo to shoplift. I mean,
hey, everybody has to have a hobby.
I understand. I'm wanting to understand. One lucky groundhog might live to see another Groundhog Day, thanks to authorities in eastern Pennsylvania. And now, where do they do that?
Punxsutawney.
So, Google map for me, if you will, Patrick, the distance between Punxsutawney, I have no idea how to spell it.
Yeah, sure.
And Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The lucky groundhog might live to see another one. The creature roaming the Lehigh University campus, not able to see his own shadow or much of anything else. Good, got his head stuck in a tin can.
Give me the second location again.
Bethlehem.
Thank you.
You could spell Punxsutawney, really?
No, Google did for me.
Thank you. Yes, did you mean, right? Campus police were alerted by concerned onlookers. Hey, look at there. Hey, it's a groundhog. He's got his head stuck in a can.
About 250 miles.
Oh, okay, wow. Well, probably not. It's probably not Punxsutawney Phil. Might be Bethlehem Bob, right? A body camera recorded the entire encounter. One officer tries unsuccessfully to take the can off the groundhog's head. Eventually, the other officer uses a long-armed grabber to hold the can while his partner gently pulls the animal out. Fortunately, the groundhog scampered away. Groundhogs are not nice things. They're not. They're just not. Chief Ed Shoup of Bethlehem Police Department said on Wednesday, The only disappointment was the furry little devil took off without saying so much as a thank you to the police officers. So there. Yeah. Again, lucky he decided not to act like a groundhog.
Yes.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mission.
By the way, go run outside. It's 75 right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Not saying it's a pleasant 75, but, you know, it's the best we're going to get for the day, I think.
After the rain yesterday, it was nice for 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, what rain?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to hear some thunder. Great. Yeah.
I got a deluge for about 30 seconds.
Wow.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 615. Here we go. It's August the 13th already. It's day 225. Got 140 of them to go. We've been telling you it's International Left-Handers Day, so for all those southpaws out there. Eyeglasses. Eyeglasses Day. First seen apparently in 1287. I'm glad somebody had their iPad on, their Outlook going, so they knew it was on this date. And it's Filet Mignon Day. You got to meet them. Oh, hi, I'm going to turn your microphones on.
Bacon wrapped steak.
Yeah, I mean, really, what could be better than that? Pretty good. All right, and birthdays of
Sebastian Stan, 33 years old, from The Winter Soldier, Captain America. Mm-hmm. Andy Griggs, country singer, is 42 years old. John Slattery, 50.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's a white-headed guy in Mad Men.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just was not saying it well.
Okay.
He's 53 from Mad Men.
Yep.
Danny Bonaducci, who's crazy, is 56. Kevin Tai from Emergency, and you may remember him from Roadhouse, was also in Lost, is 71. Jocelyn Elders, remember her?
Hey, yeah.
She's 82 and the former Surgeon General. Pat Harrington, Schneider from One Day at a Time, is 86. And Fidel Castro, the nearly dead dictator, is 89.
Oh, is he? He's still alive.
Fidel, well,
yeah.
According to this, yes.
Okay. Sam Champion is a TV weather dude, right? Is that right? 54. Sarah Brightman, who can sing.
Yes.
Can sing.
Yes.
She does pretty well. She's 55. There you go. 617.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, there's a poll out today. Boston Herald poll shows her losing to Bernie Sanders. But beyond that, a new CNN poll shows a majority of voters now think she should face criminal investigation. Majority of Americans now think her email should be subject to a criminal investigation, according to a Monmouth University poll out today. 52% of registered voters, 54% of independents, even 23% of Democrats. Bobby Jindal had a great line about all of this, and he said that she's one email away from serving jail time. This is all true. If the FBI was able to get this server, I guarantee you she could be prosecuted and sent to jail. Guaranteed.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wow, I can't believe it's August already. Summer is just flying by, and if you're like me, you're trying to squeeze in as much fun with your family as you can before the summer ends. Well, here's what gets everyone cheering in the Hannity household. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, Wits and Wagers is fast-paced, it's a fun game, and your entire family is going to love it. And as soon as you start playing, people will actually disconnect from their smartphones, their gadgets, their computers, and you want to talk about miracles, they all gather around the table, and you're creating memories. Now, the next thing you know, the room is going to be filled with cheers and laughter. Believe me, no game will bring your family together like Wits and Wagers. Now, one reason why is that anybody, any age can win. So play a game that everybody's going to love. It's called Wits and Wagers. And right now, Wits and Wagers is on sale at Target for $5 off. It's a huge hit, easy to find. It's called Wits and Wagers, the best party game you'll ever play. Wits and Wagers. Wits and Wagers on sale this week at Target.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild,
finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Swiss food giant Nestle today reported slightly lower first half profits, with a strong Swiss franc and Maggi instant noodles recall in India undercutting robust sales. The maker of Nespresso and Kit Kat chocolate bars reported a profit of $4.5 billion, down 2.5% from a year ago. Nomad Foods is buying the continental European operations of frozen food maker Findus Group for $780 million. In June, Nomad sealed a deal to buy Igloo Foods, which owns the Bird's Eye brand, for $2.8 billion. Smartphone dating app Tinder has announced the departure of its CEO just 5 months after he had taken the helm. Christopher Payne will be leaving the company, and founder Sean Rad has been called in to head the organization. Tinder says there was mutual agreement that it was not the right long-term fit. Crude oil up 18 cents at $43.48 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures indicating moderate gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care, just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview, 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 623, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Now you can drink like a champion. There's a Wheaties beer coming out.
I was going to say, I already do.
Yeah. Sports enthusiasts can now drink the drink of champions. Wheaties, the token breakfast cereal of champions, has partnered with Fulton, which is a craft brewery in Minneapolis, to create a limited edition, what's it called, Hefeweizen? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Called Hefeweeties. And why not? Wheaties is a wheat cereal, right? Hefeweizen is a wheat beer. So it just makes sense. General Mills noted in their news release that while the alcoholic beverage does not actually contain Wheaties cereal, it's still representative of the Wheaties brand. And I mean, and they're using the logo Wheaties on the beer.
I was going to say, you're going to have a different type of athlete on the cover of that bottle.
Well, and that's the thing, is now, who are we going to see on there? You know? Wally Petschlaka, who lives up there and, you know, knocked down six of them a night for a week. I mean, you know.
Wally Petschlaka?
I don't know. It's just a name I made up. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there. I mean, is it that what you're looking for? Somebody who uses the product? But I don't know. Is that true? Because all those baseball stars and the folks, they never said they ate Wheaties, did they? I mean, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But you can just see a little 15-second commercial of Wally holding up a beer going, you know, drink your Wheaties.
Drink your Wheaties.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. There's a mantra that people always tell kids, that it gets better once you're an adult. And all those problems that seem big as a kid won't matter anymore. But is it true? Especially since you have a brand new set of problems to deal with. Well, here are the results of a discussion online yesterday that asked people to name their biggest letdown after they finally became an adult. And here's what Reddit came up with. Number one, you have to pay for everything, even stuff you didn't know, like insurance. Number two, you miss having your entire summer vacation. Number three, just because you have a salary doesn't mean you have spare money or thousands of dollars lying around to play with however you like. Number four, you don't stop having pimples when you're a grown-up. Number five, you don't automatically become wise, mature, or rational. Having your own house isn't as cool as it sounds. That's number six. The buying process is horrible. Things are constantly breaking, and the whole thing costs a fortune. Number seven, even though you can buy and eat anything you want, you feel sick and fat if you eat the whole box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch every day because you want to. And number eight, you realize how much your parents did for you, what an ingrate you were, and no matter what you do now, there is no way you can ever, ever make up for it. And that's my commentary brought to you by the good folks at Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, super guys, they're veterans, and they take care of veterans and police officers. They have discounts just for that when you go into Gun Corps. A tremendous stock of weapons, handguns and long guns, ammunition, tactical supplies, the largest selection of suppressors in the Brazos Valley, and Benchmade knives to boot. To see what you can get at Gun Corps, go to Gun-Corps, and that's C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps, Gun-Corps.com, or in College Station on Texas Avenue across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 627. Here's some weather, and it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, again, second day in a row, had a little bit of shower activity in the afternoon, which was nice, and got it again. And actually, same thing's going to set up for Saturday night, Sunday, and Monday. They're just 20% chance of showers, and, you know, they are very, very localized. But anything anybody can get, let's just kind of all share in that. It's going to be warm today. Heat index about 107. South winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Look for a low temperature tonight around 77. We'll keep those temps. Looks like the weekend will probably be 98, 96. Look at this, Monday. Ooh, cool spell, 93. All right. Anyway, any kind of break we can get would be nice, and the lows will be in the 70s. Right now, calm winds, 85% relative humidity, and we've got 76 degrees.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messina-Hoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messina-Hoff's estate winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messina-Hoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at MessinaHoff.com/harvest.
Getting sick is no fun for anyone. But if it's any consolation, getting sick may actually be good for your health. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Do more for less with the Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged with proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing for as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during their Power to Do Great Things sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor in Brenham Bryan in Navasota.
Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
No one wants to get sick. However, in one respect, illness can be a good thing.
I'm not arguing that no disease is good for you, that people should be happy to get sick.
Biologist Marlene Zook, author of the book Riddled with Life.
At the same time, because every living thing has evolved with some form of parasites and disease, it's important to appreciate that, not in the sense of praising it, but understanding the effect that it's had. And that also means that if you take away or try to all effects of these diseases and parasites by spraying everything in your life with antibacterial compounds or by trying to raise your children without them ever contacting dirt, you have some unforeseen consequences.
So being overly vigilant about having a super clean house or never letting the kids play in the dirt may not be such a good thing.
Increasingly, people are starting to realize that autoimmune diseases like allergies and asthma and even more severe ones like inflammatory bowel disorders are associated with living in an environment where we just aren't exposed to the kinds of even just, you know, dirt and bacteria that are not harmful but that would ordinarily stimulate your immune system. If you grow up without all that stuff, it looks like it has a deleterious effect on your immune system, and the immune system, in effect, turns on itself.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There are four contested races for local positions in this November's election. The latest announcement comes from the College Station School District. Filing for the Place 1 seat was Mike Nugent. He and Philip Garrett are seeking to succeed Paul Dorsett, who is not seeking re-election. There are also two candidates for the at-large position on the Bryan School Board and the Bryan City Council's at-large and single-member District 5 seats. The filing deadline is a week from Monday. A Bryan man arrested last September on five counts of possessing child pornography was back in jail this week.
The DA's office says 46-year-old Robert Lawrence was arrested on another four counts resulting from last year's search of his travel trailer. At the time, investigators found several electronic devices containing illegal videos involving children between the ages of 4 and 10. Lawrence was released from jail after posting additional bonds. A Brazos County District Court jury went home before hearing all the evidence in a criminal trial that started earlier this week. That's after 27-year-old Linton Roston of Bryan admitted to firing a handgun while driving his car in July of last year, then threatening a man who Roston had fought with the day before. No one was hit by the gunfire, and Roston was sentenced to 10 years for unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon. A College Station man has admitted to driving drunk twice in a three-month period earlier this year. As part of a plea agreement, 39-year-old Carlos Perez of College Station was sentenced to 6 years for his third and fourth DWI convictions. Both took place in College Station on February 1st and most recently April 28th. The latter followed a hit-and-run on Texas south of Harvey Mitchell, where his car was found at his home. Another drunk driving case involves a Bryan man with four prior convictions who was arrested following a rear-end collision. 54-year-old Clinton Hurley's out of jail after posting bond. According to online court records, Hurley pleaded guilty to his fourth DWI in September 2013 and was sentenced to 2 years as part of a plea agreement. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Three people are locked up in Cameron, and a three-year-old girl is in CPS custody.
Neighbors complained about strange activity at the house on West Main and Cameron. Police got a search warrant and witnessed horrifying conditions where the child lives. Police Chief Randy Dixon.
It looked like someone had trashed the house on the inside, but there are people living in it. It had no running water whatsoever.
He says officers found
methamphetamine, cocaine, crack cocaine, marijuana. We arrested three individuals out of the house.
The child's mother, boyfriend, and another woman are locked up facing a bunch of charges. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
This Saturday, Fun for All Playground is celebrating with its groundbreaking and a picnic at the playground event, and you're invited.
The combination of a three-year dream and several hardworking people is taking shape into what will be a four-acre park where physically challenged people and their families can enjoy the outdoors in an accommodating environment.
25% of our community, of our area, our region,
has someone in their family with special needs. That's a big bunch of people.
Fun for All Playgrounds publicity chair Lisa Aldrich says this weekend's groundbreaking event will include bounce houses, a petting zoo, and a catered lunch.
This is a community effort, and it will serve a great portion of our community.
Lunch tickets can be purchased in advance by calling 777-0146 or by visiting Montelongo's Fine Jewelry or the College Station Parks and Recreation Department. You can also go online to WTAW.com for more information on the Fun for All Playground and Saturday's event. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Since Sunday, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has been in the Middle East. He has been among those from both parties hearing from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who remains a vocal opponent of the president's nuclear arms agreement with Iran. While in Jerusalem, Flores says he visited with House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer during a dinner at the U.S. Embassy.
I think the meetings that he had last week made an impression on him. Now, he hasn't come out to say where he's going to be on it. But if he comes out against the Iran deal, I think that'll be hugely helpful for those of us that are trying to kill probably the worst deal since it's worse than the deal that Chamberlain cut with Hitler.
Flores says overriding a presidential veto on the Iran agreement is more likely in the Senate.
I think in the Senate we can get to a position where we got enough votes to override a veto. In the House, that may be a little tougher. But if we get folks like Steny Hoyer to come along on the no side, then I think we'll be okay.
Flores says allowing Iran to stockpile nuclear weapons will result in surrounding countries doing the same. It was a month ago today that Sandra Bland died after she was arrested in Prairie View. Yesterday, dozens of heavily armed demonstrators led by the new Black Panther Party marched outside the Waller County Jail. A riot response team of mounted Harris County Sheriff's deputies kept watch. There were no arrests during the two-hour demonstration. Texas has executed a man who some say had given up.
The average stay on Texas death row is nearly 11 years, but Daniel Lopez lived there for just over 5. Lopez received a lethal injection for running down and killing a Corpus Christi police officer during a chase in 2009. Nueces County District Attorney Mark Skirka says Lopez did not want appeals filed to stop his execution.
I think he just made that decision. I'd rather die and get it over with than spend the rest of my life in prison.
He used his last statement to apologize and say he was ready to go. About 24 Corpus Christi police officers stood outside the unit during the procedure. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
At RV Station in Bryan, we're nothing like those big city mega dealers. You see, you don't have to stock 50 brands to be successful. You just have to stock the best ones. The best RV brands in the country. That's exactly what you'll find at RV Station Bryan. Couple of best brands in the country with small town overhead, and you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Right now at RV Station Bryan, get a brand new Keystone Alpine 3010 RE. Folks, live your RV dream for decades in this one and take over 35,000 off list. How about a brand new Jayco J-Flight 26 RKS? Just $224 a month.
Woo!
Yep, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands are always at RV Station Bryan. 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstation.com. Keystone Alpine, stock number 2809. Jayco J-Flight, stock number 3290. Sale price $21,995. 144 months, 7.25 APR, 10% down WAC.
Waggy Pet Zone was voted best in the Brazos Valley for pet boarding and daycare. Playcare is a completely supervised, cage-free group play day for spayed and neutered dogs of all breeds and ages, and they have several packages available to suit any budget. Call 693-9663 or click waggypetzone.com.
Good morning, 638, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some showers and thunderstorms have developed early this morning near the Galveston and Houston areas, but they are not headed towards us. They're actually moving towards the south-southwest away from us. We'll have sunshine today, some passing clouds, and a high of about 100 to 105. We're clear tonight. Lows are going to drop down to 75 to 80. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will top out around 100. Mixture of sun and clouds and 95 to 100 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Today will be a good indicator of a little bit where we're at.
That's Aggie offensive line coach Dave Christensen talking about the Aggies putting on pants for the first time and being a better barometer of how they can measure the team's success. We'll have more on Aggie football. Also, Aggie basketball getting on their way to Europe, and the Associated Press has released their preseason high school football polls. All that and more in sports, and we'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes or so.
So the White House is now warning Louisiana and Alabama they could be violating federal law by cutting off Planned Parenthood from their state's Medicaid programs. Got Republican governors in both of those states, by the way. Obviously, this all from the videos that have come out. Administration officials say federal law recognizes Planned Parenthood as a qualified health service provider for Medicaid beneficiaries. Women will lose access to critical preventive care, such as cancer screenings. Now, interestingly, Donald Trump is just, again, a different kind of cat,
mm-hmm.
Not a politician. He is a businessman, and he's a pretty smart businessman, obviously. Well, yesterday he comes to Planned Parenthood's defense, starts talking about how abortions are really just a small portion of what Planned Parenthood does. And again, I had thought from the very day that this happened, and it was who's it? Ann Richards' daughter, is that right? Is she the one who's in charge of Planned Parenthood? I believe
that sounds right, but I don't know for sure.
And what Planned Parenthood needed to do immediately, and really kind of didn't, was distance themselves from those members who would have that kind of an idea, and then talk about the good things that Planned Parenthood does, because they do provide some services. Well,
one of the things they keep saying they provide, they don't, though.
Oh, what's that?
Mammograms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
not
right.
Not one.
They don't own any machines, do
no.
they? Yeah, can't do that. So the Donald decided that he was going to go step in and I don't know about lift them up or prop them up, but at least say something supportive of them. So that makes people wonder a little bit. Goodness, Hillary. Yeah, I think probably for any news source, I don't know, other than CNN and maybe MSNBC, they are reporting that, if they're reporting it, they're reporting that the fact that she has decided to hand this stuff over to the FBI does tell you that she has basically lost control of the situation.
There was no decision. I don't think they even asked. I think they just went in and took it.
Took, okay, all right. And so now she cannot really control the narrative. And I'm sure that that's probably got folks...
She tried by saying she voluntarily gave it to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
There.
That's how the FBI works. Ms. Clinton, please turn over your server.
Yeah.
Because they had already asked, and she said, no, I don't need to.
Yeah, and there's nothing on there. And now, understand, again, there may be some situations where stuff that was on there was not classified at that time and has now become classified.
That's a different story, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That stuff does happen.
Well, but the thing that everybody's hanging up on that is ridiculous, because she said, to start with, nothing was classified. Oh, well, maybe a few things.
Yeah, right.
But it's all... funeral arrangements, my yoga schedule, and back and forth with my husband and daughter.
Yeah.
Which has turned out to be a load of crap.
Of course it has.
So you lied. We caught you at a lie. Eat it.
More than half of U.S. American registered voters say a criminal investigation should be launched into the use of the private email system. And, some of those people are Hillary Clinton supporters who are saying, yes, let's do the investigation so that we can get it behind us. Because, again, as we've talked about, one of the worst things about this whole deal is that they've said you need to continue to release the information that you find. So once a month, you get reminded again. You can't get it behind you. Now, granted, in October, I think on the 22nd, she's going to go testify about Benghazi. And, you know, you want to get it behind you. I mean, you want to do what you can to do that. But because there are going to be new emails that will come out every month, the public liable to get, well, reminded time and again that that's what's going on.
I mean, she's facing jail time.
No, they're not going to put her in jail.
No, they,
not going to happen.
I don't know.
I'll bet you a lesser person.
I'll bet you lunch.
Yeah, a lesser person.
I'll take that.
Okay.
You take the bet?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, until when?
See, it's a pretty safe bet for me.
Yeah, because, you know, prove the negative. Alive, yeah, yeah. Now, yeah, so
she is not going to jail.
Yeah. I don't think so either, but we don't know. I mean, these people, the other thing that it might do also is bring up that other deal about that Clinton Foundation thing and how fuzzy that line is right there, and the fact that she's been taking the foundation. Has been taking money from foreign governments for a long, long time. That makes a lot of people uncomfortable on a lot of levels, obviously.
They're dirty. They've always been dirty.
Yeah.
And it ain't going anywhere. And, nothing's going to happen.
And worse than any of that, people still like them.
And that's why Donald Trump is successful right now, because there are people like me going, I've had it.
Yeah. And worse than any of that, people still like him.
Yes, I would agree wholeheartedly.
Now, what's interesting is this does give Ted Cruz a toehold. I mean, Ted Cruz has been able to get out there. He finishes up his Southern bus tour, I think, today. And, you know, he wants to take, in some ways, the same tack as Donald Trump, just within a more traditional way.
Yeah.
And so as a result, actually, he can resonate with some people. Now, kind of an interesting story in Politico today. Just because you don't have a paid staff doesn't mean that your presidential aspirations are dead. Back in the day, not being able to pay for your staff would have meant the end. But
are you talking about Zombie Perry?
Well,
the Walking Dead governor.
Now what we're doing is we're talking about the super PACs. For instance, the one that he is affiliated with is a super PAC in Mississippi that's operated by Austin Barber. That's, I believe, Haley Barber's son. Well, they got $17 million ready to give to Perry so he can regroup and get started again. Barber declined to divulge how many field staffers and other operatives they have, but he said, we got a few top people out there. So he's on life support of $17 million. Concerned American Voters, one of the PACs that's been working on voter ID and grassroots organization in Iowa over the past few months, is also out there spreading money around. Because Rand Paul is having some tough times as far as money is concerned, too. Rick Santorum is having problems as far as that goes. But because they have these PACs out here that are raising money for them, and again, they're not the only ones, but because they are raising money for them, the story of my campaign has run out of money usually would mean, so my campaign for the presidency is done, is not the case. So they're still out there, and they're getting transfusions of money. And, of course, some of the big players are still maybe standing on the sidelines until the field kind of thins out. And then, of course, Trump's got his own money, if you want to just do that. But, again.
Hey, I have to throw this in real quick. I apologize. I missed a celebrity birthday.
Oh, okay.
It's Tom Turbyville's birthday today.
Oh, is that
well,
right?
Well, hey.
Oh. What is he, 73? No.
It's Tom Turbyville's birthday today. Don't call.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
In any plant category, it's tough to list the best 10 or the best 15 plants since there usually are many more opportunities. I'm going to discuss, though, in the next few minutes, such an attempt. Each of the plants I'm talking about should thrive under any but the very darkest of indoor growing conditions. The best low-light houseplants right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. Even with the precaution of good variety choice, you should always choose houseplants that have been acclimated. Buy plants that have been grown in shaded greenhouses or held indoors in lower light intensities for a month or 2 months. These are some of the plants I would grow if I were growing plants indoors, and I do, and these are my stars. I have Eglionemus, some of the easiest and my favorites. These are clump-forming plants with very short stems. There are several varieties, many with silvery variegation. Silver Queen is the old-fashioned one. There are a lot of others out there on the market. The leaf forms vary just a little bit, and I'm even seeing some in recent years that have pink and red cast to their leaves. Aglaonemus Chinese evergreens, they may be my favorite interior houseplant. Sansevierias are second in that list. These are called mother-in-law's tongue, or they're sometimes called snake plant. I have a collection in my greenhouse of about 65 different species and varieties. Not all of them, though, commonly available in the nursery trade. There are about 8 or 10 that are. These are good low-light plants. They grow slowly. They're very powerful. You have to keep them in very strong clay pots, and you'll have to repot them periodically, or they'll break the pots apart. But they are very durable indoors in low light and in rather dry soils. Sansevierias. Pothos are vining plants, with devil's ivy being the most common type. Where it has bright yellow variegation, the slower-growing variety called Marble Queen has white variegation. Yet another reasonably common type is Pictus, P-I-C-T-U-S, with olive drab leaves that are marked with silver streaks. I like the original, the common one, best. Devil's ivy, the giant devil's ivy, giant leaf pothos, do you ever see that? It's the very same variety, just grown vertically. The leaves get bigger and bigger when they're grown upright. Philodendrons are excellent plants in lower light, especially the vining types, and there are some wonderful types with orange and bronze and even purplish new growth. The larger self-heading types, like Philodendron siloam, need very bright light, but the vining philodendrons are good in low light. And spathiphyllums or peace lilies are wonderful low-light plants, and they also bloom beautiful white jack-in-the-pulpit flowers a couple of times every year. I'm Neil Sperry. Plan your fall landscaping makeover. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Aggie football donned shoulder pads for the first time this fall during a 2.5-hour practice in the hot, humid summer sun. Following practice, offensive line coach Dave Christensen said he's going to learn a lot about the Maroon Goons now that they've got the gear on.
You know, you can't really learn a lot other than assignment-wise prior to putting on some pads. So today will be a good indicator of you know, a little bit where we're at. And, you know, I thought we were physical in some run portions of practice. Need to, you know, continue to push it through the end of practice. But, you know, that'll come with time.
Special teams and tight end coach Jeff Banks met with the media as well. And not only is there a battle for the starting quarterback position, but freshman Daniel LaCamera is trying to put some heat on senior Taylor Bertolette.
We'll rev it up. You know, we just had pads on for the first day, so we're able to actually get some rush into the line of scrimmage and have them feel a little bit.
LeCamras is really talented. You know, I mean, I think Taylor's obviously has the upper hand because he's been around for a long time. He's experienced. He's been out there in big moments. So you always lean on that, I think, as a coach. But, you know, the best players play. So, I mean, we'll have a great chart of kicks in the next probably 17 to 21 days. And going into that first week, we'll know, you know, the week before the game, we'll know who's going to come out there.
Practice rolls on later again this afternoon. The Navasota Rattlers, coming off their second state title in 3 years, are the number one team in 4A. While Cameron Yeo tops everyone in 3A, Franklin is 8th in 3A, and Rockdale is tied for 19th. In 2A, Centerville is 13th and Iola is 15th, while Calvert is the top team in 1A, Division 2. To see the full list of preseason rankings, go to WTAW.com. Texas A&M golfer Matty Cesarek fell in the round of 64 at the 115th U.S. Amateur at Portland's Golf Club, as Bronte Law from UCLA posted a 3-2 victory. As it is dead in the middle of summer, we're still talking Aggie basketball as they'll head to Europe today to kick off a 10-day tour in Italy and Greece where they'll play against some local teams. Coach Billy Kennedy laid out what he wants from his guys this summer.
I just want them to play really hard and share the ball. Half of our team not going to know what we're doing. Playing games and playing fast and playing hard. I want to play hard, be unselfish, and we've got to get better with some things with that team that we thought last year that we whined and complained too much. We're trying to crush that this summer, and hopefully that'll make us a better team and more mature team.
The Maroon White will play a total of 4 international games, the first on Saturday against Nigeria. A federal judge put the NFL on defense over its 4-game suspension of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during an open court session. Judge Richard Brenman demanded to know from the league's attorneys what evidence directly linked Brady to deflating footballs and belittled the drama of the controversy. Brenman is meeting with parties privately in hopes of fixing the problem. An update on yesterday's story of Geno Smith getting his jaw broken. The Buffalo Bills claimed linebacker I.K. Enumpali off the waivers just a day after he was dropped by the Jets for the sucker punch. Bills coach Rex Ryan said he believes that the second-year pro is going to learn a lot and will get a chance to compete for a job. Ryan was asked if there would be any repercussions from the league.
I haven't had any personal things with it, but somebody in our organization, has talked to the league.
So you know it's possible he isn't available to you.
Right. Obviously, with any situation like this, the NFL, we know the process, you know, and that they will do their own investigating.
Ryan is the former head coach of Enumpali and Smith, who is expected to be out 6 to 10 weeks following that locker room fight. In Major League Baseball, Miguel Sano's second home run drove in 3 in the 4th inning and reached the upper deck down the left field line, which gave the Twins a 7-0 lead, and they never looked back, as Mike Pelfrey picked up his first win since June, and the Twins routed the Rangers 11-1. Colby Rasmus went yard for the Astros.
And that's driven to right field pretty deep. Pence on the run, looking up, and that ball is gone!
That's all they'd need. Houston held on to beat San Francisco 2-0. And finally, the world champion U.S. Women's National Soccer Team will get home country advantage next year in a bid for a spot to the Rio Olympics. CONCACAF says the Olympic qualifying would be held in Dallas and Houston. The United States has won the gold medal at the past 3 Olympic Games. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our 2 locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Enjoy yourself this weekend at Peach Creek Vineyards, located in South County, down near Peach Creek. Open on Fridays from 1 until 5, and Saturdays noon to 6. Sundays are open 1 to 5. They have a pavilion out there for you to kind of sit in the shade and enjoy the atmosphere out in the country. And by the way, speaking of that pavilion, if you become a member of their wine club, you can enjoy discounts on renting that facility for a family reunion or a casual wedding or just some sort of a gathering. And also, you get discounts on the wines as well. You'll find about 2 dozen wines to choose from at Peach Creek Vineyards. And, you know, those wine slushies are kind of neat here when it's warm outside. So check them out on Facebook, and also you can go to their website and find out the different things that are going on. We'll give you kind of a heads up
coming up, they're going to have a on August the 28th, a wine and cheese fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. So let you know about that. Different special things going on all the time at Peach Creek Vineyard. So check out their Facebook page or go see them.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. The Bottom Line Model Year End Sales Event is going on now, and that means you can save big at Douglas Nissan. Lease a new 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S for just $179 a month. Don't miss out on the Bottom Line Best offers at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 and College Station.
Lease with Tier 1 6 money factor with approved credit, 12,000 miles per year. Dealer discount at $2,587. Lease cash of $1,350. Applied to cap costs with initial $1,461 cash down plus first payment. Due at signing. Payment includes all fees for Texas residents. Model code 13115.
It's hot out there today. You know that. Weather's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Heat index will be 107 today. We do have, again, another slight chance of some afternoon showers if the clouds can get together. Fingers crossed. It's 78 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan at 7 o'clock.